It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Mars Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Wednesday.
Yes.
So if you're
one of the best musical days ever.
A little nostalgic. It is because it is Riot Wednesday.
So we get to play the best music from the 80s, the 90s, and the early 2000s. So, you know, it's pretty much like a, you know, like one of those... It's an all-hit sort of day.
That's true.
Since everything that we play was like a hit from, you know,
from
back in
back.
The day.
Exactly. Right. Okay, so today we've got a top 10 for you guys. And so we shall thank... Let me see here. We want to thank Truly Citadel for the topic today.
Sorry, aside from that, aside from the fact that today is going to be an awesome musical day... Today is also the premiere for Iron Man 3.
That is correct.
For fanboys out there.
It's the big day.
We have a monster movie premiere over at Robinson's
Magnolia. So the top 10 for today goes like this. We are looking for the top 10 ways to break my heart.
Oh, wow.
What are the ways to break your heart?
Oh, wow. You know what?
What?
And just because of that...
Uh-huh.
I think the song should be appropriate for it as well.
A broken-hearted song.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us, okay, what are the ways to break my heart? Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Ways to Break My Heart.
Starting off the whole heartbreak set. Here's something from John Mayer. It's a little, you know, it sounds okay.
It sounds a little happy.
Yeah. You know, it's not as bad as you think it is.
But don't be fooled.
It's more of like a bittersweet sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. Yeah, but don't be fooled, because at the end of the day, it all just comes back to me.
Right.
For Summer's Odyssey,
RX 93.1. Time for the first news bit for today. Black Eyed Peas frontman will.i.am has confessed to accidentally ripping off a dance track by house producers Matt Zo and Arty for his new song, Let's Go. The rapper's collaboration with Chris Brown debuted online last week and immediately caused a stir after Arty accused the 38-year-old of copyright infringement, insisting the song sounds strikingly similar to his tune, Rebound. Brown distanced himself from the allegations on Twitter.com, and now the scream and shout hitmaker has broken his silence on the controversy during an interview with radio station Kiss FM, confessing he intended to obtain permission for the project ahead of its release. He explained, "Artie is a dope producer, so I wrote this song to Rebound this last year. I got in touch with Artie and showed it to him. Did a different version to it because I asked him to make it newer because I don't just want to take your song and rap over it. But in a year's time, time's gone by and we preferred writing over and using the original Rebound. Something happened and the clearance was never received. We are fixing it now."
Oh, wow. At least he was mad enough to actually admit it.
But that's after...
After the release, yeah.
I mean, but... after the producers tweeted about it.
Well...
Yeah.
Still.
Because, you know, it's like...
Because he could have totally denied it either way.
Because you can't... If it's exactly the same... Like, can you imagine...
Proof.
Yeah, it's proof. All you have to do is listen to it. If it's exactly the same track, there's no escape. So he kind of doesn't have a choice but to admit it. Because it's a song. Can you imagine sampling, let's say...
It's the exact same one.
Yeah, because remember, like, the way he was saying it, he was going to change it, but... One thing led to another, and they ended up just using the original.
Right.
So it's literally the entire thing without permission.
Oh no.
So it's really, he really ripped them off. Yeah. And
Chris Brown?
Will.i.am.
Is a producer. It's in collaboration with Chris Brown,
yeah.
But it's his song.
Wait a minute, so, whose song is it?
It's Will.i.am
featuring Chris Brown.
Chris
Brown.
Oh no.
So, yikes. So, and it's kind of like, you know, after you get Puna, you go, well, I was intending to ask permission, but it's like, but you released it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have secured the permission
before the
releasing
release,
yeah. it? So I guess it's really a bit difficult, especially now, I'm sure, with all the remixes and all the, you know, in the music industry, this is very hot now, sampling and...
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine living inside will.i.am's head?
Yeah.
Because it's so full of hooks and tunes that yeah. become hits.
Yeah, I
it's
bet.
Crazy.
Right?
That's true.
So I just...
Maybe he was pressured.
Maybe.
But I'm pretty sure they'll fix it. It's a small industry.
And I don't think Will I Am is the type who fights.
Yeah, I don't think they dislike him, naman. It's just more of like you didn't ask permission.
Come on, do the right thing.
Do the right thing, Chris Brown. Yes. Talaga si Chris Brown.
Si
Chris Brown was like completely silent on the issue.
Oh wow!
Didn't say anything about it.
Because I'm guessing because he's a featuring.
Yeah.
So it's not really his thing.
Right.
All right, so there you go. That's the first news bit for this hour. Next hour, we got news since it's our monster movie premiere. We've got news on Iron Man 3.
Nice.
Apparently, the studio bosses decided to scrap any mention of the superhero's battle with alcohol.
Okay.
Right.
So there's no drunkenness in the movie.
It's actually kind of strange because... Yeah.
That's his trademark.
In the comic book, that's exactly the thing that he battles with the most.
Yeah.
And... if I'm not mistaken, he got into a car accident. That's how he became Iron Man. I mean, like, diba sa movie kasi they did a whole parang he got hit with a shrapnel sort of thing. Yeah. But anyway.
But we'll get into that as to the reasons why they're rewriting Tony Stark's personality. But for now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kike Vergara.
The Morning
Only
Rush.
Only here on Top Manila's 10. Hottest Monts Radio. Make that summer's hottest. Monts Radio RX 93.9. Monts Radio RX 93.1. The bed sounds a little bit more fitting for today's topic. We are doing the top 10. Well, thank you to Truly Citadel, by the way. We are looking for the top 10 ways to break my heart. Okay, so let's start off with some of your entries. Avria Chocolat says, "You break my heart by breaking my piggy bank." You know, some relationships mabigat sa bulsa. And
it doesn't necessarily have to be about boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say you're a parent and then you have savings.
Yeah.
And then you have a child who goes to school but doesn't take school seriously.
Yeah.
Therefore, breaking your piggy bank.
And it's not always about just the whole bigyan mo ko ng load kind of relationship. Sometimes even like regular relationships.
Regular relationship.
Mabigat talaga sa bulsa.
Where you're always paying for dinner or, you know, something like that.
And also, let's see here. Lock on Strata says, "Kapag nakikita kong umiiyak ang mga relatives na mga patients na namatayan."
Right.
Because he works in a hospital.
Yeah.
And I guess, just to add to this, I suppose the ones in the hospital who are the doctors or whoever who are the ones assigned to break the news.
Yeah.
Let's say that during an operation, you know, the patient
died.
You're
the one that has to tell.
You're the one who has to go to the family and say, "I'm so sorry, he didn't make it." Oh my gosh, I would so hate to be that person.
To be that person. Yeah. But I guess that's part of the job.
And I wonder how they choose.
I think whoever the attending physician is.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I think so too. Think so. Like in those hospital
at
shows.
At least in the movies
it's
or
always
whatever, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
And about as much as possible, they always just try to be very, you know, professional about it.
Yeah,
very clinical. Sometimes.
Yeah, very clinical. Because if you get into deep, if you get too personal with it, I guess.
And it's difficult for you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how heavy that is?
Yeah.
Like having to go home after, you know, delivering that kind of news.
Yeah.
It must be tough. And also, Camilo says, "When you make me feel unimportant through the everyday little things, like not asking about my day." Or if I had, let's say, a big presentation and you didn't ask, okay, how'd it go?
Yeah.
You know those little things? You make me feel so unimportant.
Or that you just don't care.
You just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Angeli Des says, "Leaving me for someone with the same gender orientation as him." With the same gender orientation as him.
As the guy, I'm guessing.
Who's him?
Oo nga, but medyo nalito.
No, kasi kumbaga parang sa Angeli Des, right? She's a girl.
Yeah.
Leaving me for some, I'm assuming that it's a guy.
A gay guy.
A gay guy.
Or a guy, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sige.
You get it?
Yeah.
Na parang leaving me for somebody who's...
Is it dapat there's the same gender as him?
Uh-oh.
Not gender orientation. Kasi I'm thinking, kunyari, if he's straight, so he likes girls, pinagpalit siya with somebody who also likes girls. Baka same gender as him.
Baka same gender. Feeling ko same gender.
And Si Coengtor says, when you blatantly tell me who your love is.
Oh.
Like, you can imagine your crush coming up to you and says, oh my gosh, crush na crush ko si Blank.
Right.
And siya yung crush mo.
It's a little stab at the heart.
And, diba? It's like, oh my gosh, do you have to tell me about it? Tapos nagagush pa siya.
And there are really, ano no, parang, you know, there's a level of crush na you really get heartbroken whenever they say something. Because
yeah.
there's a level of crush that, no, okay, you know, whatever, you like someone else.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of affected, but it's not that heavy. But then again, there are the crushes where you're like, oh my God, he or she is in love with someone
yeah.
else.
Tsaka yung ano pa, yung sa'yo pa siya talaga nagbubuhos na parang, oh my gosh, I'm so cute.
Yung mga, best friend, alam mo yung mga ganon. Yeah. Diba, usually, some yeah. best friends yun eh.
And also, Madison Camille says, ways to break my heart? Sorry, you can't do that because I am titanium.
Wow, really?
Ganon. And also, okay. Targrod says, ways to break my heart, it was so simple. It was when you said, hey, I saw ships. So I said, huh? Saan ka nakakita ng maraming barko? Hindi, hindi. Ships. Maraming tupa.
Ships.
Ayan, and his heart was completely broken.
Oh, no chance with this one.
That means we can't be together.
Hey, but sometimes that's a thing.
Deal breaker, yeah.
Deal breaker, huh? When they say, I saw a lot of ships. Ano yung ba?
Mali na sa pronunciation, mali pa sa grammar.
Sa grammar. Ships.
Deal breaker nga naman.
And then also, let's see here. Anjali Des says, nung tinawag mo akong Nicki Minaj when I was wearing my pink wig. Because, you know, Nicki Minaj is not the kind of girl that you would crush on.
Hey, but Drake has a crush on her.
Well.
Drake.
Them.
Drake.
Well, maybe Drake. Because, you know, they're...
But not a normal person.
But like regular... like here in the Philippines, how many guys do you know have a crush on Nicki Minaj?
No, but...
With all the hot...
The way I see it,
there.
Like I said, it's like if it's Drake who can get so many girls
mm-hmm.
and he has a crush on Nicki Minaj...
Mm-hmm.
Then there's something there.
No, but I think in the Philippines,
in general,
it's just not.
I don't think people go, oh my gosh, it's Nicki Minaj. She's so hot.
She's so hot, yeah.
It's more like people, she's a bit laughable.
She's weird.
You know?
Yeah.
So when your crush tells you, oh, you look like Nicki Minaj, it's kind of like, whoa, you know, she's not a hot girl.
But then again,
you were
again, you were in a pink wig.
Oh, well, yeah.
Diba? I mean,
hindi, lagyan mo ng pink wig si Alodia.
I think so. I don't think you'll
She's
go
still
Nicki Minaj.
Be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think
you'll go...
Kasi
gaganda na lang si Heart. Doesn't she do cosplay?
Yes.
Pero kasi naman, ang comparison naman, you've got Heart and Alodia. I mean, like, put like a quote-unquote normal girl.
No, but I mean, exactly that.
Yeah.
I think
that's it. Yeah. That's the thing.
Because there was one
You feel
time...
normal. You feel... Because, diba, you can be a very regular-looking person, and then you meet somebody who makes... You feel like you're the most beautiful. Just like the Rihanna song.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes you feel like you're the most beautiful.
Like I'm the only girl
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly.
You know, Nicki Minaj on AI would always dress like outrageously.
Yeah.
But there was this one episode where she actually looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like,
when she
wow.
dressed normally.
She cleans up. She cleans up well.
I think if she cleans up well, if she cleans up lang. I mean, if she's not her normal outrageous self.
She's pretty
she's
okay.
A lot like Lady Gaga. Like... She's
they
not
could look normal. Yeah.
Yeah. They look okay.
Avria Chocolat says, whenever I see you happier with your guy friends, it really breaks my heart.
It shouldn't though, because it's a different kind of...
Of happy.
Of happy.
It's the rowdy happy.
It's something that, you know, guys will look for. No matter how happy you are with your relationship, you have to be able to give them that. Because if you don't give them that, it's just... They're going to look for other ways to entertain themselves.
Yeah. It's just a different... I think it's a difficult lesson to learn.
Yeah.
Because when you find somebody, you know for a fact that, you know, they love you the most over everybody else. And then you see them so happy and you're like, wow, I've never seen him or her that happy.
But yun nga, it's the rowdy kind of happy.
Yeah.
It's really different when it's all guys eh. Na parang it's...
Ibang iba.
Manyakan.
Like, I'm a girl. Mm, and whenever I see guys... hanging out with their guy friends, it's like, who's this? Who's my boyfriend?
Right?
Who is he?
Yeah.
He's so different.
Who is your boyfriend, Gaba?
Oh, you shut up.
Answer with the name.
Answer with the...
No, because I'm pretty sure the friends naman, when
Yeah,
they met,
exactly.
When the friend met you, yeah. they're like, "Who are you? Why do you look? Why do you act so different around her?"
Especially,
you know, it's the same thing.
Especially if you're not his type, his usual type.
Yeah, yeah.
It's but why are you hanging around us?
Yeah,
yeah. Plus,
and you break your friend's heart then sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's like, you know how, I don't know if you guys experience the same thing, but whenever Habarkada gets into a relationship, like they disappear for a couple
yeah.
of months.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just come back after.
A little bit. Needing permission. Sigko Wengtor says, when you don't take my emotions seriously, when you laugh whenever I tell you something that you did that hurt me. Tapos natawa pa siya. Sabi mo, alam mo, nasaktan ako nung ginano mo. Haha, like they never take you seriously. Not because they're being mean.
No.
Pero they never take you seriously. They think you're always joking.
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay, that kind of hurts. Kuya Maui says, ang manalo ng first runner-up sa Miss Universe. Hashtag alam na. The way all the Becky's hearts were heartbroken kay Janine yeah. when she lost. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to break my heart comes from J. Ryan.
J. Ryan says,
yung moment na inamin ko na mahal kita, tapos pinagtulakan mo ako sa iba.
Oh.
Yung biglang tinutukso ka na niya sa ibang tao. After you admit that you like them.
But sometimes that's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, because they can't say no to you or say break your heart outwardly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they don't like you back. But they can't just do it like that. So gagawin nila, irereto ka na lang nila to others.
Heartbreak is a heartbreak.
Oh,
is a heartbreak.
That hurts.
Pero ano ah, it's, I don't know, coming from experience,
that hurts.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they don't love you back.
Mm.
Maybe they're just not ready yet.
Huh? You see?
Because I've had that before. Na parang, she was, when I told her that I liked her, she was, you know, pushing me for someone else.
May girls kasi
may
na ganun.
Girls na ganun eh.
Now they'll try to, they don't know if you really like them.
Yeah, so they'll,
tease you to someone who they think is more attractive to see if you're really into them.
Yeah.
Oh, then tanong, J. Ryan, girl ba?
Kasi may girls na ganun.
Kasi may girls na ganun. So, ang tanong eh.
Salbahe.
Ang tanong eh.
Hey, nako.
Hindi, kasi nga, di ba, it's
alam
a girl trait eh.
Alam mo, Jaime, one good turn deserves another.
Ilan ba followers? Ano lang ba yung i-retweet namin?
Di ba, yun ang tanong
mo rin si Chico.
Oh, din ang tanong dun eh.
Di ba? I'll answer if you answer.
Alright. Parang yun, di ba, yung we had an entry before. Tinanong siya. Sabi niya, are you gay?
Huh.
Ang sagot sa kanya. Tinanong niya pala yung friend niya, are you gay? Ang tanong, ang sagot sa kanya, I am if you are.
Ang bilis
na
ka.
Anong
klaseng sagot yun? I am if you are. Alright, if you want to join us for the top 10 ways to break my heart, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ways to break my heart.
The morning rush, top 10.
Morning rush, top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Thank you very much to Truly Citadel for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to break my heart. All right, let's jump in with your entries. Starting off with, let's see here. Okay, just give me 2 seconds here. Starting off with Alan Ruiz, when CDNG announced that it will be their last show. Because you remember the broken heart
care of the KBP. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be about like a relationship or whatever.
I mean, just
it
breaks your heart.
Or like the last episode of Friends.
All right.
That was so heartbreaking for me. I mean, even if it wasn't a sad ending.
Yeah.
It's just because, you know, you just knew that you weren't going to see them again.
It's like you were losing your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, your actual
I remember
friends.
It, Tuloy, and now I'm sad.
Yeah. And from Chenong, pag nag-tweet ka ng I really enjoyed tonight, tapos nakatag yung best friend ko.
Oh.
And what hurts is when you didn't know.
Yeah.
Kasi parang at least if you kind of knew that it was happening, parang it's not so
at least
bad.
You're prepared for
pero
it.
Pero yung you find out through that, parang whoa, parang 1, 2, 3, 4 punch na.
And the questions
yeah.
that ensues after you see that, like what did they do? Where did they go?
When did this start? What happened? At what stage
did my
are
best
you?
Friend know that I like this
yeah.
song?
Yeah. Brindun says, kapag tumawag yung parents mo, tas di mo masabing kasama mo ko.
Oh yeah.
And also Brindun yeah. says, kapag nagkikwento kang pinapatawa ka ng ibang lalaki. I guess if so, you're so used na ikaw yung papatawa sa kanya, it could be a little difficult to absorb. Camilo says, when you feed me with your lies and you clothe me with your indifference.
Wow man.
Grabe naman, no nga.
Lalim.
Ilad Villanueva says, when the only time you invite me to go out with you is when everybody else has already declined.
Oh, you're the last option.
But even friends do that, huh?
Yeah.
Actually, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Even friends do
pag
that.
Lang talagang wala nang ibang
pag wala nang ibang makasama,
then,
saka ka lang
yeah.
Or pag naghahanap ng lahat.
Yeah.
But they never, you're never the first on their list.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the only time that's sort of excusable is if the guy is single, tapos barkada kayo kunwari, tapos he's been, you know, wanting to go out on a date for forever.
Mm.
Tapos he has like a, you know, usually kasi you have like a list of people that you want to go out with.
Yeah.
So when they don't say yes, and they're like, okay, I want to go out pa rin, so, you know, I'll ask my friends. It's not the best
scenario,
but I kind of understand it.
Yeah.
I would understand it if a girl, like a girlfriend of ours, would want to go out more on a date with a guy than, you know, with a group of friends.
Siguro if you're on a different level, that's okay. Kunyari, ikaw, kunyari, yung bro mo, ask girls out first, tapos lahat sila hindi pwede, then tinawagan kanya.
Okay lang.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Pero I guess if you're on the same category,
all right.
Kunyari, you're the last girl na tinawagan niya.
Now you're on that list.
You're
of
on
girls
that
na.
List, pero ikaw yung hila. That kind
then
of
that's
hurts.
Painful, yeah.
Or kunyari, naghanap siya ng gimmick with friends, tas ikaw yung huli-huli niya yung tinatawagan niya. If you're on the same category, that sucks.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Diba?
And Tonya Marcopio says, when you come back while I'm already moving on.
Oh, kung ready ka na, tapos babalik na naman sila, guguluhin na naman.
Mm.
Diba? Tapos pag umuo ka na naman, mawawala na naman sila.
Callie Byrne says, yung malalaman mong Becky pala, yung super crush mong hunk.
Oh.
Well, it happens. Yeah. It happens.
But if you're a guy, I mean, if you're a gay guy,
shouldn't that be okay?
Yeah. I guess if you're a girl.
I guess it, okay. And Malditang Divine says, nung pinunasan mo yung luha ko gamit ang panyo na ginamit mong pang wipe ng hands mo after mo mag-alcohol. So medyo mahapde. Hindi lang medyo.
Mahapde talaga siya.
A lot mahapde. Sig Coengter says, when you ignore my comments on Facebook, tapos makikita ko todo kwentuhan ka dun sa ibang nag-comment. And it's the same comment
list.
Yeah. And Butter Baby says, yung nagka-girlfriend ka, tapos naging uneasy ka na, at off ka palagi. Yung parang, because he knows that you like him.
Yeah.
Because he has a girlfriend, naging very, parang aloof na.
Aloof na yung attitude.
But it has to happen.
Yeah.
Pag may girlfriend na yung friend mo, there has to be some distance with other girls.
At least for a while.
No, I mean, distance you know, iba-ibang girls, iba-ibang rules, pero you can't be as open to other girls if you have a girlfriend, I think.
Oh, yeah. Just, parang it's a given, eh.
Yeah.
Lalo na, if you know for a fact na, kunwari, this person likes you, or, you know,
even if the person liked you,
you distance yourself from them first. Kasi parang you don't want to give naman the current girlfriend, you know, a reason.
And, Kuya Maui says, yung pinagpalit ka sa lead vocalist ng international band. That's painful.
Hindi pa nga pinagpalit.
Hindi pa nga.
Kasi wala naman talaga.
Actually, that's what I find really decent about it. Hindi naman niya pinagpalit. Inaano lang yun na parang, if you're kind of like, what's
attracted.
The word? Distracted. Or attracted.
Then there's something
wrong. Parang it's not good that we're together.
Yeah.
Diba?
Because so if you're looking somewhere else already.
Diba every time we give advice to somebody who's like,
found somebody new, diba? Parang makipag-break ka muna. And yeah, then pursue.
Before you pursue anything.
We always say that that's the way to
exactly,
do it.
Exactly, which and is why I never really thought there was something, there was anything wrong with what she did. I think it was just blown out of proportion.
I think so. I think a lot of people feel na parang you broke his heart in...
A lot of people kasi like to blow things up eh.
Yeah, like
mga situations.
And they feel na parang napahiya yung guy on national TV na parang, but they've broken up already.
And I guess what, actually at the heart of it, I think is that people feel like, wow, napansin ka lang ng lead vocalist.
Kinalimutan mo na yung ano.
To an extent, it's true.
Yeah.
Pero they did the decent thing. Yes, it happened. That's probably how she felt.
Yeah.
But they did the decent thing, which is to break up. It's just that we all got in their business.
And remember, this happens all the time.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And you know, minsan yung nakikilala mo, di naman sikat. And you still leave the one
you're with. Minsan nga, wala eh.
And they don't get as much flack. Well, ano mo lang is parang, ano ko lang na international. Parang,
kasi I want to punch kay Janine.
Exactly.
You know, Janine was plucked out of anonymity after she won.
Yeah.
You know, she's pushed into the international limelight. And then the boyfriend, syempre, ano mo yun, but he's still the same guy.
And I guess it's a fear of a lot of people.
Yes.
Yung that the person they're with will kind of like hit the big time.
Yes.
Tapos iiwan sila.
Iiwan sila.
After they become, you know, like famous. And the entry, and the top way to break my heart comes from Jay Ryan.
Jay Ryan says,
it's not really about receiving messages from flirty people. It's the way you reply to them.
Right. Because the receiving you can't control.
You can have like 1,000 flirty texts or, you know, like Facebook messages. And it's fine. Yeah. I'll be fine with it. But it's the way you reply to them that really upsets me.
Right. It's like I was watching Transformers yesterday and Shia LaBeouf on the third one.
Yeah.
Parang diba, he had this girlfriend who had Patrick Dempsey as a boss.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl goes like, it's not like I haven't had 1,000 guys smile at me.
Mm.
And then Shia was like, yeah, but it's the way that you smile back that gets to me.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because there's something that's being reciprocated.
Mm. So I guess that's the difficulty with the mga ganyan. Kasi you can have so many people falling all over you. Tapos the one you're with is okay.
Yeah, no pansin.
No pansin. Pag nakikita mo, you get very comfortable na, go ahead, flirt with him. He's not gonna do anything, so I'm fine.
Wow.
But the moment you feel may konting come one, come all, that's when it becomes a problem. Alright, so there you go, the top 10 ways to break my heart. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ways to break my heart.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to another news update here on the Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do it. Iron Man 3 had to be completely rewritten after studio bosses decided to scrap any mention of the superhero's battle with alcohol. Robert Downey Jr. has reprised his role as crime-fighting playboy Tony Stark in the third...
Third, because Thor is coming out also.
Installment of the franchise, and director Shane Black revealed the first draft of the script included the comic book character's most famous storyline, his battle with booze. Nevertheless, producers at the movie studio behind the blockbuster ordered them to rewrite the script and avoid references to Stark's problems with alcoholism. Black tells comicbookmovie.com, quote, I think we were just told by the studio that we should probably paint Tony Stark as being kind of an industrialist and a crazy guy or even a bad guy at some points, but the stuff of him being an alcoholic wouldn't really fly. If you look at the websites of the mommy bloggers, they say, watch out moms, Tony drinks in this movie. It's amazing. There's one or two scenes in this movie where he picks up a drink and it'll be in those blogs. So they'll say, watch out because he drinks. The character's addiction storyline would have been particularly poignant for the franchise's star, Downey Jr., who has battled real-life alcohol and drug problems of his own in the past.
Maybe because it just hits a little too close to home.
Yeah.
And I think because it's really like a kid movie. I mean, they're really targeting this for the kids. I mean,
true.
It will be like they get the adults and at the same time they get all the kids because it's a superhero movie. But they don't want it to be a little too dark. with alcoholism and
yeah, it doesn't have the same, you know, approach as the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Whereas yeah. With the Dark Knight, it really deals with like parang, you know what I mean? It's deeper, it's darker, it's more quote unquote real.
But is it dispensable to the story though?
Well,
of Tony Stark. Is Tony
Stark? In the
comic
book, he really is an alcoholic. I mean, he really is an alcoholic.
But I mean, does it compromise the story and who he is if you don't include it?
Well, there was in the storyline at least. There are, I think, there was a time because of his alcoholism, like it impeded his ability to fight crime and his decision making and whatever.
Right.
I guess you could rewrite it. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal.
I guess just to not alienate the moms.
Yeah, I think so. But it's like, okay, he picked up a drink at the end of Avengers. So it was fine. Do you remember that scene where he was offering it to Loki? Yeah.
Yun, that's the one that they were saying, oh no, he's drinking.
I don't know what the big deal is about.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what the big deal is about in terms of like, it is an addiction, but if it's part of the story, it's part of the story.
Yeah, and that's what makes him torture. Doing drugs or... You know what I mean?
Because
I think that's, I mean, you know, him shooting up like a, you know, an injection into his veins is something more visual. And I guess it's a little bit more terrifying for children to see. Whereas with just picking up a drink. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a serious problem. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's less visually scary. You know what I mean?
Because I think like Batman, for example, he needs to be dark.
Yeah.
You know, that he's the Dark Knight.
Yeah, I guess
you
that's
true. You take away the darkness, he's not Batman. So I was just wondering, does it compromise Tony Stark if alcoholism, his alcoholism as the storyline is taken out?
He's really tortured that way. Yeah. So he can't be too put together. That's what makes Tony Stark.
Because he's really kagulo as a person. Na parang he's always...
Like mess. He's really a mess.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. If you don't,
that they're taking that out, because it makes him a little too focused.
Yeah, actually, some storylines in Iron Man talaga focuses on the alcoholism.
Yeah, it really does.
It's a demon of his, and he has to deal with it.
It's his biggest problem.
And don't superheroes have their own demons that they battle?
Actually, that's what makes them heroes.
Heroes, because they battle against it.
They still do.
They still, you know.
Yeah, so you're kind of taking out.
It's hard to explain it to kids.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, but it's as if you're telling kids. It's okay if you're an alcoholic, if you're going to be a superhero, that it's okay.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the thing.
Scary.
If he's a hero, and the kids are like, oh my gosh, I want to be Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And then you see that,
oh,
but
he's drinking.
He drinks. So you kind of have to drink too if you've got to be Tony Stark.
Basically, what the studio wanted is just to earn more money.
And to appeal more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just like James Bond has a woman thing.
Yeah, exactly. He's a woman.
No, he's a...
He's a womanizer. He gambles. He's...
He's a nympho.
Yeah, he is.
He is a nympho.
Not a nympho.
No, but in the same way that, okay, like Batman, he's obsessed with revenge.
Yeah,
that's not exactly a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They all have their flaws.
What's Spider-Man's flaw? He's poor.
Well, he's got guilt issues.
Guilt issues with his uncle.
He feels he's blaming himself for the uncle's death.
And he has, you know, trouble with living everyday life because he is poor.
Poor.
And
I think most male heroes have a problem with their significant others would always tell them to stop it now. You know, like how policemen's wives are always telling them to quit because they're always afraid.
They're
always going out there.
They put themselves in danger.
Every single day you go out there and meet bad guys and I don't know if you're coming back alive or maimed. Or...
Well, Tony Stark never had that problem.
Oh, wow.
I say preserve the Tony Stark storyline of alcoholism. Yeah. Don't sell it to kids because it's not. Most of these superhero, you know.
Yeah, but I guess.
Well, remember, the ones who decided this were the studio bosses.
Yeah.
They just want more money.
Exactly. More money.
Okie dokie then.
I mean, as much as you want to preserve the storyline.
Yeah. If it means millions, why not?
Because I remember, let's say a PG rating.
Yeah.
Could hurt as opposed to, let's say, a GP rating.
Yeah.
Right.
That means everybody can watch, regardless of the age.
True.
So, you know, that's a lot of money we're talking about.
And that's probably what Iron Man is going to be rated.
Exactly.
It's going to be a GP movie.
Okay, well, there you go. That is the news. We'll find out tonight because we're watching the monster movie premiere.
And we're hosting it.
We're hosting
it. Yes, we are.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I really am.
So if you have tickets, you have the VIP tickets. We'll see you there at Robinson's Magnolia.
Yep.
Tonight at 7:30. For now, it is Morning Rush live and airborne on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to Truly Citadel for suggesting the Top 10 ways to break my heart. Let's start off with Kylie Gayahan Mo. Nung sinunog ni Daddy yung magic card collection ko, almost one suitcase full.
Oh, wow.
Kasi sabi niya demonic daw.
Oh my God.
Almost one suitcase full.
Oh, oh wow. Wow. And that's expensive.
Yes.
Some cards are really... Oh man.
At saka sometimes even
so
if it isn't,
yung, ko nung
yung pinaghirapan mo na,
yeah.
Na
I wonder what... Baka naman it was more. Like it wasn't just demonic. Maybe he was losing... I mean,
no,
his studies
some,
was... You know, his studies were failing.
Pero to, kasi sa, kunyari ako, kunyari that's the case, yung ilal, itatago ko na lang.
Huwag
and I'm like,
sigain.
Pero huwag mong sunugin. Oh. I mean, parang, I'll set this aside. If your studies improve, I'll give them back to you just to teach them a lesson.
And I know kasi
pero
some people...
to burn it, parang, wow.
I know some parents who really think that way, yeah, that it's demonic or whatever, but it's really not. Oh, that's the same way I felt when, ano, I was hiding this magazine. It's not even Bastos.
Okay, see.
You know who was on the cover. I'll tell you just...
Sienna, Amanda
Nicole,
Page?
No, Nicole Hernandez. Okay. Nicole Hernandez, mm-hmm. Who was not, you know, just super respectable.
Yeah.
And then she was on the cover of it, and she was in a bikini. My mom threw it away. She's like, why do you have this girly magazine? I'm like, ah. And she threw it away. By the time I got home, wala na.
Saka, so isn't sad. It like a collector's item?
Yeah, because it was an issue from like way back. And then I just stumbled across it. And I was like...
I don't know.
And she's my ultimate...
That's harsh. It's a bit harsh.
I know, right? Yeah. Ako rin dati meron akong magazine.
And I was in...
Ay, wag na.
Hindi, dati meron akong magazine. Wala naman. It was so respectable. Ang nasa cover si Gabby Concepcion.
Kaya pala.
Dated, Gabby.
Hindi, tsaka... Ano, college na ako. So I was like... Really? And she threw it out. And I was like, if you had just opened the pages, you would have seen there
that
was nothing
completely...
in there. Oh, it was just bikinis.
I guess there was
a
generation.
I just liked what she was wearing.
Ay!
Because there was a generation now.
Bikini pa lang. Iba
bikini
na.
Pa lang. It's like, you know.
Oo nga.
That's not like a decent thing for
pero,
a woman to wear.
Luckily for me, I found that magazine again. Years later. So yeah. It was really
there's
meant to
will,
be.
There's a will. There's a way.
It was really meant to be. Na years later, nandun pa rin siya.
Avriya Chocolat says... Every time you say stuff like, namimiss ko na yung sexing babae na pinakasalan ko.
Ay.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Sakit na.
Ooh. Ilad Villanueva says, there's nothing left to break, bitch.
Oh.
Dwayne B says, pag nagka-jowa si Boylet nang mas mayaman sa'yo.
Hmm. Kasi yun yung ano mo eh. That's your alas eh. That's your ace in the card.
Same thing if let's say you got together with somebody who likes good looking people. Siyempre, pag nakahanap sila na mas guapo, mas maganda, they'll leave
pero
you
I don't
them.
Know. If I get broken up with for somebody who's better looking than I am, like, it
you
wouldn't
understand?
Hurt as much.
Competitive ka kasi. For some people, it will hurt just as much.
No, kasi
hindi
para for me.
Ano, hindi tsaka, also because, don't you think you're guapo?
Yeah, to a degree.
But so you know na may laban ka eh.
Hindi, yung sa akin lang kasi, even if, okay, to be completely honest with you, and I'm not just undermining myself here or anything, I look okay. Mm. Maybe better than okay, but not like, whoa. You know
eh,
what I mean?
Pero kung pangit.
Pero kasi, ang point ko lang is, if I lose, quote-unquote, if I lose to somebody
to
who's better looking than I am, there's justification na parang, in my head, I can justify it as, ay, at least, you know, mas gwapo siya eh. Wala tayong magagawa dyan.
Eh, kung less
good-looking. Pero kung less good-looking, parang I'm like, oh, anong kulang ko na I'm better-looking na nga.
Baka...
Kasi ang batayan mo looks eh. Parang...
Hindi, I mean, it's just one of the things that I...
Yeah. Pero I think more than...
I honestly think I'm a decent enough guy.
Kasi kunyari...
Well, she, that's where you're wrong.
Hindi, kasi kunyari pinagpalit ka with...
Grabe, alam mo yung seryoso ako eh.
Hindi, kunyari pinagpalit ka with somebody who's like pangit, but really smart.
Ah, ganun. So, sa tingin mo, bobo ako.
No, 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 no. I mean,
hey, let's say.
No, I mean, it's not your issue.
Oh.
Mm. Ang issue mo is
siya talagang smart, looks, ha? We're talking, let's say, ano, Steve Jobs kind of smart.
Ah, okay. Oh. Hindi, okay lang.
Kasi mas ano kay, parang ang ano mo is the looks, on the, in the looks,
I don't know.
Department. Dun kayo nagsusukatan.
I mean, kasi ako yun ang feeling ko.
You don't think of like,
what? It's your alas eh. It's one of
smarter,
your alas.
Who's smarter, who's nicer, who's more mabait, who's more mayaman. Hindi yun ang issue mo. Yung issue mo is, who's better looking?
Mm, diba? Maybe. I don't know. I just take a small comfort in the fact that, you know,
na mas gwapo
if she
siya.
Chose somebody else.
Hey, that's a good question. What do you think, yung parang pag naagaw sa'yo yung the one you love,
ano yung tinitignan mo?
Ano, what do you think is an okay reason? And what's, yung parang
what's
yung,
not an okay reason?
Oh.
Ako yun.
Looks in.
If he's better looking, or if he's, you know, ridiculously more intelligent than I am.
Because I had a boyfriend, an ex, who got together with someone who had bigger boobs. Issue ko talaga yun. Pero I could understand, but oh, okay, well, guys and boobs. Of course, you're thinking that's the only reason why they left
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
There could have been many other reasons.
But it
reasons.
Might be just the only reason.
But you tend to focus on one aspect.
I think the one that you think you lack the most.
Hello, Gina Boy. Looks.
You know, you'd be surprised how... Never mind, I don't want to say it.
What?
Wala lang. You'd be surprised how like insecure I am
Stop.
About the way I look.
The teaspoon is talking.
Grabe talaga to. Huwag mo naman na ano, alam mo, kahit superficial si Gino, he has feelings too.
Way to kick a memories down. Alam mo, you really let your guard down and then
that's when your co-hosts pounce.
Hindi kasi, alam nga naman, we let you get, ano, emo.
Oh, we can't let that
happen. Mamaya, babalik ka sa 2000 and something. Remember when you were reading your old blog?
All right.
No. You couldn't, like, oh, why was I like that?
So we need to be the ones to slap you.
During our photo shoot, you know how insecure I am.
Ano ka ba? Everyone kept saying how guapo you are.
No, but that's, you know, the thing with me is, no matter how many positive comments I get, one negative one will just...
It will be the one that you focus on.
Yeah.
Once again, that's my job. I will supply the one negative.
Oh, God.
To make sure
hindi,
that you're always
I have
grounded.
To say, like, photo shoots bring out your worst
yeah.
insecurities. Because yeah. it's you and the camera and there's nothing you can hide.
To the point na hindi na ako humihinga. Alam mo yun?
Diyos ko, ay puro facial.
kahit na. Hindi,
puro headshots.
You know, that's,
no, I understand.
That's the thing, kahit puro headshots lang.
Kasi,
pero kita pa rin
kita
nila.
Yun, kita yun. Yung mga nasa side, yung mga nag-handle ng lights. At saka, I wonder what they're really thinking. Parang, you're the model. Alam mo, I always think that.
Or parang,
you're
ano
the
yun?
Model?
Ano yung kabaliktaran ng hipon?
Lollipop.
Ako nga eh, nung may makeup-an na tayo, parang gusto kong sabihin sa makeup artist, good luck.
parang
do a good job.
Oy, pero.
Pero naman, also, I have to give it to the people who do the makeup. Mm. Ang galing eh.
Yeah, yeah. And kasi, they really know what they do.
Ang galing, like me, the minute I walk in, I look like, you know, and then after the makeup and the hair and whatever, and you're like, whoa.
And there's this funny part there, ha? Nung pinipicture na ako, biglang, after two clicks, tapos they looked at the monitor. And then the photographer calls the makeup artist. He goes, kunyari, ganyan. Come here. Tapos bumulong siya. Tapos as the makeup artist approached me, he said out loud, the photographer, kasi alam mo na, oiliness is next to Sabi ko, ganon. Sabi niya, hindi naman, lahat naman eh. Pag inano mo na sa light, mag-oil naman talaga. Pero natawa lang ako talaga, alam mo na, oiliness is next.
So alam mo na pa yung binulong.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo, it's really...
Sasabay powder talaga.
Pero with all the makeup that they put on you,
yeah.
the more you're...
You will produce.
The more you'll produce.
Wala na. Okay. Ito naman lumabas sa mga insecurities natin.
Hindi, pero wow. Watch for their ad next.
Basta.
We can't talk about
it.
Hindi ba? Hindi ba?
Huwag mo na.
Delikado.
Camilo says, for Adele, kung ang girlfriend mo si Adele, you broke my heart. I broke up with you. Pero hindi ka gumawa ng kanta para sa akin.
Sa bagay, no?
You're forgettable.
parang hindi ka ganun kabigat.
Wala. There's no dent. You didn't make
wala,
any dent.
Wala, nothing. Hindi mo siya na-hurt. Iled Villanueva says, ignoring me. But what hurts is how you make it look so easy.
Right.
Alam mo yung minsan, hindi kayo nagpapansinan, pero alam mong nahihirapan din siya.
yung you're both having a hard time ignoring each other.
Magaling ako dyan eh.
Pero when when you make it look really easy, ang hirap.
Magaling ang
like
girls.
When you go to I've seen this so many times. Like you go to a club and then you see your ex-girlfriend there.
Uh-oh.
And then it looks like they're having the time of their lives. Like they've never been happier. And obviously you're like, wow, was I that much of a hindrance? You know what I mean? Yung parang basta girls have this way, this skill of being able to
girls are
project
good at that.
It's an art.
It's an art.
Yeah. It's an art.
Tsaka bitch warfare is
kasi
really pag, built on that. Seeming one way but being another.
Alam mo yung sa ano, yung sa what do you call this? Matrix. Yung lahat kayo nakaupo lang kayo in chairs pero hindi mo alam in another world nagpapatayan
na kayo.
Parang ganun yung
mga girls eh.
Yung in a party lahat sila nakaupo lang, nakangiti, hindi mo alam nagsasaksa ka na yun.
Hinuhubaran niya na.
Di ba? Ay, bakit ganun?
Ay.
Ba't naging sexy?
Wait, lalaki yata yun. Lalaki yata.
Okay, second to the last. Jing Dalagan says, yung matrato kang associate. Aso na.
Oh.
Parang, kasi bitchy eh, di ba? Aso ka na. Yun na. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to break my heart comes from, let's see here, Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt.
Oh, sorry. Can I change? Mm-hmm. Jay Ryan.
Jay Ryan says, you just broke Mad Mutt Mark bum lang.
Hindi nga eh.
Mag.
Kaya ako siya sinave kasi top siya.
Pero nakailang ano na yan si Jay Ryan.
Si Jay Ryan.
Okay.
May pinaghuhugutan eh.
Oh,
Jay Ryan says, yung special dates nakakalimutan mo, pero yung araw ng sahod, kabisadong. Pero anniversary,
pero
birthday
kasi,
ko.
Naman, 15,
repetitive
30.
Naman kasi. Oh.
Or kaya 10:25. Tsaka it's set.
Pero hindi yung nakakalimutan. Pero yung birthday mo, yung anniversary nyo, nakakalimutan
niya. Sorry, nakalimutan ko.
Pwede yun.
Hey, hello to the SM Department Store Systems Department. Care of Lilo Boy. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
And happy birthday to the hot, sexy Jerry Lim. Hope I get to meet you one day. If that's for coming from Isa Ong and your 360 friends. So,
all right. Good morning. And if you want to join us, the top 10 ways to break my heart, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ways to break my heart.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Truly Citadel. The top 10 ways to break my heart. Starting off with Ilad Villanueva.
When you don't notice that I left. Yung kanyari nag out of town ka or yung nag I don't know, nag states ka or something. Tapos pagbalik mo, I'm back! And they're like,
oh, saan ka galing?
Ka?
Yung mga tipong nagtrabaho ka overseas for mga 4 years.
Oo, naman yun.
When people
kala ko bumili ka lang na suka.
At sakit nun, di ba? They don't notice your absence.
Your absence. Kasi pag mahal mo, one day, half a day without them and it's painful.
Tsaka you always want to know where they're going, what they're up to.
Exactly. Joan Charmed says, yung nilibre mo lahat ng friends ko pagdating sa akin, KKB.
Ay.
Ba't ganun?
Hindi, tsaka masaklap dun. Kung kunwari, magkakasama kayo lahat, you're having dinner and you pay for everyone except
ay, medyo.
Sobra naman yun.
Like, as in, sobrang you single them.
Parang, it's not just even about not liking them. Parang galit na siya sa'yo.
Tsaka medyo bad yun.
Yeah. Magawa nga sa inyo.
let's see here.
Ano mo ba, sabi niya? Yung nag-spiral tayo the other night. Sabi niya, kasi he went to the restroom. Sabi niya, guys, nakita ko yung wallet ni Chico. Siya magbabayad nito.
Dami.
Ay, nako.
Siya magbabayad
nito. Alam mo, you are a target. You make yourself a target. You really should, like, not carry around. Makulit yun. Mag-explain dapat sa...
Eh, para sa boys yun eh.
Pambili ko ng load yun eh.
Oh,
dami pala sinusupplyan ng load araw-araw.
No? You know, businessmen have business cards. Chico has money.
Kasi dumususulat yung phone number.
Di ba sabi nga niya? Remember that incident na binagtapon ng coin? Sabi niya, batin mo! Nang 1,000. What?
Oo. Medyo walang effect din doon sa kanyang windshield, pero...
Hey, can I just say happy birthday to Tita Malu Danog? Tita Malu Danog, that's coming from Aries Palad. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And also thank you to the SG Rushers who have been counting down the days.
I know!
To Shay,
to Janine to Montage. Like, they're so excited because we're going this weekend on Friday.
Joe was texting me yesterday. Yeah.
I know, he's so excited.
Plans. He was even offering if we wanted like a ride to get picked up and whatever.
Oo naman.
Wag na.
Ah, wag na ba?
Ito talaga kapal na.
Hindi kasi gusto niya. Hindi naman ako nag-offer.
Pero parang wala lang. Kakaano lang.
Kung gusto mo talaga, di ba? No, mapipigilan ka ba namin?
Why don't we, let's rent a sports car there.
Ito naman.
You can rent a Ferrari in like,
And then where can we... I don't want to just ride it. I want to drive it.
Ante mag-drive ka. Salit-salitan tayo. Si Chico lang hindi mo
drive. Eh, di ba
for two people lang yun?
Kumandong ka sa akin.
Okay.
Ayoko right-hand drive.
Okay.
Di ba right-hand drives sa Singapore?
Yeah, that's true.
Medyo magugulo.
Yeah, we might. I've never actually driven in a right-hand drive area.
Parang nakakagulo.
Yeah. Parang feeling mo you're going to crash into the oncoming cars.
Oh, hey, happy birthday as well to Jenalyn Manahan of Singapore. That's coming from Cheese Sandwich.
Yeah, so again, can we just...
Might
as well plug it. We will be in Singapore this coming weekend, this Saturday, for a book signing. We will be bringing some books, especially for those people who might not have a copy yet, who are based in Singapore. We will be at O'Leary's Sports Bar.
1-7.
It's in the Singapore Flyer complex.
It's in the Singapore Flyer.
If somebody was asking... Kung hihintayin daw ba natin sila.
Yeah.
Kung hindi sila umabot.
We'll just be there.
No, see, their assumption is that there will be so many people. But remember, this is Singapore.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little harder to go there. But then, I think maybe they're thinking people might actually go. Not because of anything, but it's a chance to be with Filipinos.
I know. So sometimes, even if, let's say, it's not your turn, you can like, Chico with the other Pinoys there, diba?
Right. It's a bar.
Huwag naman during the signing. Baka kung ano isulat.
Hindi, maganda yun.
Maganda yun.
Tapos super special yung signing
shots,
na yun. Kasi,
diba?
Oh, okay.
Wag. Ay, nako.
Come on. Lisingin natin si Chico.
I think we should do this.
Tapos,
okay. So.
How many times do you think we'll ever get to Singapore for a book signing?
Exactly.
This might be the last and only time.
And how many times will we have a book signing in a bar?
Oh, si tama.
Remember
kasi alam niyo
problema.
No. Remember how in the past book signings you would always be like, sana may mga shots tayo dito.
Yeah. No, but here's a problem. Here's a problem.
Oh.
Kunyari, medyo nakainom na ako.
Tapos
biglang may nagpasaya ng book.
Tapos
imbis na enjoy the laughs, ang nasulat ko, phone number. Tapos ang nakalagay doon, call me maybe.
Okay lang. Okay lang yan.
Of course not.
At least, diba, it'll be different. It'll be special.
Tapos bilang, my room number.
Hindi, pagkita nila nung libro, parang may nakapasok yung room key ni Chico.
Ay! Diba?
I think we should do it.
I think we should.
We can't drink while we're doing the show, but we wish we could because it's a different kind of show, right? Imagine when we do signings, it's not just a signing. We always have some mini show going on.
Yeah, exactly.
To entertain people while they're waiting.
No, siguro konti lang. Just, just a little bit.
Alam mo yung favorite line na, wow, remember when we ordered him a drink?
Hindi ko na-feel.
This doesn't taste like anything.
Hindi ko
na-feel.
Oh, parang juice lang.
Ask tapos, Sarah.
Tapos next thing,
Sarah,
you know.
Sarah, come on.
Ask Sarah.
You don't know what you're getting yourselves into, guys.
No, but imagine how much fun it will be.
Look, I think we should do it.
I'm all for it.
I think we should, kukontsabahin to.
Kontsabahin
natin yung mga taga-summit to give him, like, kala niya juice. Yung pala, it's a cocktail
or
drink.
Tipong mga every batch of 10, one Jaeger bomb.
Ang daya naman, I can't drink.
Ayun nga lang.
Ako.
Cranberry juice drink. Ka.
Hindi naman nakakalasing yun. I wanna get, buzzed. Seriously buzzed.
Let's
look, baby, you're getting in the way.
Let's look for prescribed medicine.
Hindi rin pwede.
Hindi pwede cough syrup.
Yung baka pwede yun.
Baka pwede yun.
Grabe.
Alam mo, we should do it.
We should do it. Yeah. We totally should.
Do it!
Diba? Tapos you'll be the voice of reason.
Baka lumabas si Lindsay Lohan.
Oo!
My inner Lindsay Lohan, baka lumabas. Anyway. Elliot Girl says, ways to break my heart, compare me to your ex. Hindi lahat ng babae tulad niya, nasasaktan ka.
Mm. Oo naman.
But it's weird, parang it's the guy afraid to get hurt. Parang usually it's the girl, diba? Na parang... kaya ayaw niya muna sagutin yung guy kasi parang, you know,
but you know what?
To be sure first.
I think guys will just not say it out loud.
No, I had an ex who said that all the time.
You're just going to hurt me, parang
hindi, he would say parang, ganyan naman kayong girls eh. And I'm like, what? And then he'll say something about an ex.
It's usually the girls
who
say it.
Oh, trust me.
Generally, more girls will talk about getting hurt than guys.
More than guys. Yeah. Oh, well, that's true.
Hey, look, I Am Cyber Brain was just saying, game ako. I'll spend my 1 month salary for Chico Garcia.
Uy, sobrang naman. Sobra naman. Cash nyo na lang.
Oh, tas kami na lang yung ano.
Kami na, sa amin yun ay course. We'll get him drunk.
At saka huwag na sa alcohol.
Ano?
Samahan nyo na lang ako sa... Jay Ryan says, yung may napanood akong video scandal mo with somebody else.
Oy.
Ay.
Ay.
Sus. Ivan Berlongan says, pagbukas ng wallet, sabay bumulagta lahat ng extra SIM card. More like SIM card.
I am betting other rushers. They're all like coming out, you know, they're all texting, saying na to all the rushers who would be meeting us for the first time, don't worry because they will make sure that they entertain the new ones.
Aww. Don't worry.
Sweet naman.
And Oscar De La Hopia says, to Manong Guard, ways to break my heart. But parang wala nang feeling yung pagkapkap mo sa akin ngayon.
So,
pagpasok sa
cursory.
Mall.
Pagpasok
yung
sa
parang
mall.
Wala na cursory na lang. Parang na yun, lang.
Oh my whatever. Gosh. Our publisher said, Coco said, noted about the drinks.
Nice.
No!
No!
Thanks,
Coco. No!
Come on!
Come
it'll
on.
Be so memorable.
Alam mo, it's the thing to do. What happens in Singapore stays in Singapore.
Of course not. There's Twitter. There's Facebook.
Okay lang yan.
Okay lang yan. Ako. You have nothing to hide.
Oo nga. Actually, he does have a lot. Hindi, alam ko na, Del. Diba, you've always been looking for that one chance to interview Chico. That would be the perfect time when his guard is down. When inhibitions are taken away. Diba? Diba? Haven't you been looking for that chance?
Nagsasama na mo kasama niya na.
Grabe kayo. Grabe kayo.
Ay, hindi, sige. Wala nang interview. Uminom ka lang. That's enough of a show.
Oh, kasi pag ano na, I don't need questions. I will give you answers.
Alright.
And the top, Way to Break My Heart comes from Madmat Mark.
He says,
Way to Break My Heart, yung tinawagan mo yung tubero, tapos pagdating... As in, tubero lang siya talaga eh. Bad trip eh. Talagang tubero lang siya.
Siguro yung lahat ng mga tubero, yung legit na tubero. Oh. Parang, anong nangyayari? Oh. Parang people expect us to do more.
Anong nangyayari?
Oh. What happened?
Tsaka ba't parang lahat ng tumatawag sa amin, extra friendly. Okay, the top 10 ways to break my heart. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via Twitter. Tag The Morning Rush and hashtag ways to break my heart.
And hey, happy birthday to Shong Pagong.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. And to all Abdonsky. The way from Davao?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Abdonsky as well. That's coming from Yogan. And
happy birthday.
Si Joe is just saying, siya na rin daw bahala sa inom.
Ay, nako.
Actually, si Maan, ito pa sobrang maldita. Never namin ni-reveal si Baby Whale.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX-93.1. It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Courtesy of Truly Citadel, the top 10 ways to break my heart. Starting off with Coco Hernandez. When I see beautiful, strappy designer sandals murdered by crouching toes.
Yeah.
I think tall women have that problem.
Yeah, because they got big feet.
And long toes.
Thus it spills over. Camilo says, when you have high tolerance for alcohol. Mahirap
breaks
lasingin.
My heart.
Oh, breaks my heart. Madbat Mark says, when you commented on my Facebook wall that you love me, then deleted it after 5 minutes.
Ay.
Ay, wag ganon.
Ay. Binawi ang sakit. RD
Jamero. Or baka binawi kasi gusto niya sabihin in person.
Kahit na eh. Parang
kahit na pag
pinost mo na eh.
Oo, oh, iwanan mo na doon.
Yung parang kunyari in person, sinabi nila, I love you. Tapos bilang, ay, bawi.
I've actually, this has been done to me.
Or yung they go joke.
In, for real? Or, yeah, or for like real. Online?
No, like for real. Like in...
I love you, that's joke?
Hindi, hindi naman joke. Parang, I love you. Tapos like after a couple of minutes, you're like, I'm actually not too sure.
Ay!
Oh my god!
Oh, that's horrible.
Even if that's a girl, it's kind of a jerky move.
No, pero ang sakit
tapos
ng
yung ano,
ah.
Like, alam mo yung parang sagutin ka. Mahingi kayo.
Hindi.
Tapos, literally, like, after a couple of minutes, he's like, wait, wag na pala muna.
Oh my gosh.
Ano yun?
Horrible.
What the... Okay.
No, kasi ang sakit din ng ano, ang sakit din ng
indecisiveness or something else.
I love you na tapos joke. Especially if you're not joking.
Yeah. Yeah, ma'am.
All right, RD Jamera says, if you touch my hair, which took me an hour to clay and style.
Right.
My friend used to say that, guluhin mo na buhay ko, wag lang buhok ko.
Pero lalo na before, you remember yung mga super spiky.
Spray nip.
Yeah.
Super spiky hair.
The
na,
generation of spray nip. Oh my gosh.
Mad Matt Mark says, not giving me a safe word during our session.
Ay.
Ay. Why yung mga safe word, man?
Diba, it's a suits, diba? They said that.
Yeah.
Right, what's your safe word? Safe word is for toot.
At saka, don't give safe word na pwede mo talagang masabi, like stop.
Yeah.
Or,
it has to be something really ouch. Like dapat, super califragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah. Parang sa dogs, diba, most of them are given like attack words in another language.
Yes.
Para hindi, nobody can say it.
Kasi kunyari, if you're ano, is attack. Tapos nag-uusap lang kayo ng friends mo na, grabe sa Twitter, no? Lagi nila akong ina-attack. So be careful, you can't do that. JLP says, pag lumabas ang intimate moments natin sa Quiapo at internet at naging overnight celebrity ako.
Ay, yeah.
Ba't ka kasi pumayag?
Bakit ka kasi pumayag?
I know. Camilo says, yung ipadaba mo sa akin na wala akong nagawang tama.
Right.
You feel so ineffectual.
Yeah.
Doc Carlo says, when you make me feel needed more than loved.
Yeah, it has to be a balance.
Kasi you need parents,
yeah.
You need policemen, di ba? But when it comes to like love, parang dapat
love. You need
lovers. Pwedeng love din.
Interchangeable siya.
Dine Girl says, pag nung sinabi mong mas maganda pa yung bading kesa sa akin.
Pero
oh,
naman.
Wow.
Pero meron naman
pero
kasi iba na.
Kasi,
kahit na. Kahit if it's
aba,
real.
Sabaga, yeah.
Even if it's actual. Parang to tell.
Depende sa girl.
To say that to a girl, parang ouch.
Hindi kasi I remember like in when we were all in Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
There was this girl talaga. I swear, I think I can pretty much tell. Except her. And the only reason I found out that she's a tranny was because the boys were gathering around her. And as I walked further on, dinidish siya ng ibang real girls.
Oh.
Parang, oh, they don't know, but she's not really a girl.
Oh.
Pero I swear, you would have liked her, Gino, because she looked
and
like...
you never even pointed it out.
you
were setting me up.
She was wearing a bustier. And then she had like really a feminine frame. Not even the elbows looked like a guy's.
No, Adam's apple.
No Adam's apple.
No broad shoulders.
Because
those are
the skin
giveaways.
Kasi,
hairy
it's so,
bits.
Alam mo, guys can have smooth skin, but it still looks different from a girl's skin. Pero siya, she had it down like, wow.
Kasi may category. Merong category ng girls na talagang they look very feminine eh.
Oh,
and very...
Chico!
Naman yan!
Okay, never mind. This gray area says, when I see my parents sick because of working too hard.
Yeah.
That's really heartbreaking. Yeah. That's really heartbreaking. Mr. Maria says, break my heart? How can you break something that's already broken? Naman, yung mga hirit.
Mga hirit na ganyan eh.
Dine Girl says, yung ako nagbigay ng load mo, pero hindi ka nagre-reply sa mga text ko.
Right.
Ouch. And entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to break my heart comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
yung bang obvious, na mas excited ka pa dun sa free taste na hopya sa grocery kesa yung makita ako.
Tsaka parang hopya talaga eh, no?
Tsaka parang you
something
see...
So pedestrian.
Oo, tapos you see them so excited. Tapos parang pag yung makikita mo na ako, parang, hi.
Because I mean, it's bad enough already. Like, let's just say it's Angus steak or something
diba?
Like that.
Something out of the ordinary. But hopya, it's pretty easy.
Free taste sa grocery, mas excited ka pa kasi makita ako.
Oh, wow, naman.
Sakit, The top 10 ways to break my heart. There are many. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag ways to break my
Summer's
heart.
Summer's Honest, RX93.1. Kitschy Nadal with a song called Same Ground. Quick, what's up to Poch Castello? He's doing it. What up, Pochy?
We know stories about you, Poch.
Hi, Poch.
Don't tell him that.
Aba sa bagay. May entry siya, pero wag na lang natin basahin.
Tago na lang natin siya sa pangalang. Poch.
Or tago natin siya sa pangalang
Pocholo Castello.
Pocholo Castello. What's up, Poch?
Ay! Lela what? Why are you so...
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Hey, happy birthday to Jadis. And you have a greet.
Yes, I'd like to say hello to Lloyd
and to Daphne and the entire North Bay area of Nestle Nutrition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alright, so thank you to Truly Citadel for suggesting the top 10 ways to break my heart. Let's start off with Jeff. When I told you I love you, you replied, si kuya, laging nagbibiro.
That's the worst.
The worst.
Tsaka
kuya na nga, na kuya ka pa, no?
This gray area says, yung pinakilig mo ko, tapos sabay sa ending, sasabihin mo, joke lang, sabay hampas sa braso.
Right. But hitting is a good sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They say because parang you want contact.
Yeah, there's physical. Ooh. Well, iba na. Kung sinasampal ka sa mukha, eh, obviously hindi maganda yun.
yung sinabugan ka ng wine sa mukha tapos sabay sampal.
Sinabugan ka ng
sinabuyan.
Wine.
Sinabuyan.
Ay, sinabuyan ng wine sa mukha.
Alam mo, you're really asking for it eh.
For what?
Kailangan mo ba ng bakasyon or something?
Pwede bakit ano bang masama sa sinabugan sa mukha? Oh.
Wala lang. It's so violent eh. Diba? I mean, obviously, you don't want that much violence involved.
That was like a hashtag peace.
Hashtag. And then, hindi pala hashtag. Yung JK exclamation point.
Joke.
Also,
quick hi to Miss May Valdez. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Tonya Marcopio says, yung nag-fitting ka ng dress... Tapos pagtingin ko, merong bakat na kung saan dapat walang bakat.
What?
Ay, heartbreaking. Ken Carot says, nung sinabihan ako ng lolo ko, when I told him I wanted to shift from journalism to music, sinabihan ako ng lolo ko ng, but you're not that good of a singer.
Ay.
Ouch.
Whew. That is pretty hard to hear.
Yeah. And somebody so close to you.
Yeah, family pa.
Sometimes family's harshest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Diba?
Because they have the quote-unquote right to say so.
Shivana says, yung ininjan mo ko sa church.
Oh, there's no coming back after that.
Okay. And then,
Ay, hindi rin. Sex and the City.
Si Big.
Si Big.
Yeah. But then, you know, I wonder how many... That's fiction. Can I imagine? I don't know how many
people are willing
real
to
life cases of you got jilted, tapos pinakasalan mo pa rin siya eventually.
Sa akin kasi, I don't get why you just don't tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, save them the embarrassment.
It's the embarrassment eh.
Of having to face people after you've just broken up with them.
Diba? Imagine having to go through that.
Grabe, I don't want to imagine.
We once had a hosting. It was scheduled. And then we got a text that hindi na tuloy. Because hindi natuloy yung wedding.
Yeah.
But you know, at least you do that in advance.
In advance, yeah. Not during the day itself.
It's better just to text all the guests na hindi tuloy yung kasal. Rather than they're all there at the venue.
Right.
But I wonder you're there in your wedding dress and there's nothing.
Does it happen here?
I think it really happens
like
here.
On the day itself, they won't show up?
Yeah. But I think...
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Some people, I think, do that because they think they're gonna change their minds. They think they'll still go through with it. All the way up to the last minute.
But on the day itself, parang they're like, I can't.
No, we're talking talagang super last minute back out. Mm-hmm. That's when it really happens.
Pero I think the first time you have doubts, I mean...
Yeah.
Kasi it's hard to decipher cold feet.
Oh.
And just, you know, pre-wedding jitters.
Jitters.
Because I think doubt will always be there. Eh, na parang...
this is the woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. That, you know, when you you start, I guess it's pretty normal to think of that at first, but I don't know what to say. I've never.
Or love should overpower, or you should remember why you asked this girl to marry you in the first place.
There's cold feet, and then there's serious doubts. I think you should know the difference.
The difference.
Kasi meron lagi syempre nung parang nakaka-nervyos. Pero you never think of backing out. Diba? There's a big diff pa rin na parang...
I don't know eh.
Talaga? I think you should know the difference. Diba?
No, kasi I can't speak from experience because I've never been engaged or anything like that. So... You don't know kasi once you're there eh.
Sa bagay. Ako kasi I think I'll be great at, I don't mind.
And nandun na tayo eh. San ba to, Chico?
Hindi, wala kasi nung alam mo na.
San ba to? San ba to? If ever ba itong hypothetical
wedding na to, san ba to magaganap?
Feeling ko parang destination wedding.
Saan destination?
Ewan ko.
Kasi kung nandun na tayong lahat eh, ang layo na.
Parang ayoko ng Philippines, para medyo exciting naman.
Saan hemisphere ng mundo?
Di ko alam.
Anong salita nila doon?
Bawat hemisphere, meron naman mga pwede.
Ay, na lang. Anong salita nila doon?
Iba-iba.
Or ano ba mga tourist spot na pwede namin puntahan?
Marami. Marami. For Renny Boy says, when I see Jeje trending topics, it really breaks my heart.
I saw this one, I don't know when it was, parang blah, 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 good luck on your exam. Parang it's like, really?
Yeah, yesterday yan.
Yesterday ba yesterday. Yun? Parang, really? Mm-hmm. It's an exam.
Parang artista and then good luck on your exam.
Oo.
What is that?
Pinatrend nila yung good luck on your exam.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just really like, okay.
This, I guess it's just weird when people, yung pa-trend din natin
it's a manufactured.
It's not
really.
Yeah. No, I think it's also a show of force. I mean, that you can, sure. Just because you want to.
Sa bagay, we ask people to hashtag.
Yeah. Pero kasi it's also more of like so that they can see the functionality, the entries that we can't read on air.
And let's face it, we can't read a lot.
At saka ang daming ang gaganda pero ang magastos.
Hindi talaga pwede. And also, Madmat Mark says, crush kitang child actress noon pero hindi ko kinaya yung mga nung naging handa ka na for quote-unquote more mature. Kami ni Gina Boy, we live for
these moments. Yung sana mag-mature roles.
Pag ready na siya to do more mature roles, yun na hinihintay namin
eh. Ako, nag-aabot lang ako eh.
Grabe kayong dalawa.
No, kasi I want to see a different side of
I'm
the
sure.
actress.
I'm sure. What
after.
Side does that mean?
Or after.
Lalo na yung parang hindi na masyadong mainit yung career nila. Tapos they decide to do more adventurous roles. Ang sarap panoorin.
Oh, kasi ganun, parang, ganun talaga.
That's when you see the best acting.
Lumalabas yung acting talaga nila eh. Diba? Mrs. Bond says, yung maging first runner-up sa puso mo.
Right.
Yung alam mong without the winner, ikaw sana.
You know how sometimes it's easier to deal with not having a chance at all than being second.
Too close.
Too close.
Diyan agree ako. Uh-huh. Dine Girl says, yung tuwing nagkikiss tayo, nalalasahan ko yung inulam mo.
Ew! Chico, kailangan talaga may groove.
What? And then Sentient Joy says, yung finally nakilala mo na yung long-time crush mo. And ang first banat niya sa'yo is, nice to meet you, girl. Patay.
Hindi kasi diba some, they're your crushes because you don't know enough of them. Yeah. So you assume certain things. Mm-hmm. One, that they're straight. Tapos biglang kausapin ka ng girl.
Nice to meet you, girl.
Oh, no.
And the top way to break my heart comes from Dine Girl.
Dine Girl says,
yung one time na nag-text ka, lapit na ako, mag-ready ka na. Eh, nasa abroad ako.
Oh!
Like, crash into a thousand
Wait,
pieces.
I just hope, kasi pwede mo rin sabihin na, that was a text from my mom.
Or a friend.
Oh.
My homie.
Pero alam mo yun,
oh my gosh, not like that. Because you're far away.
No, tapos you can't even confront
them
about it.
You can't confront them. Oh man.
And then you start, since you're so far away, you start playing like scenarios in your head.
Oh, na parang
that's the worst
ito.
Part.
Ito.
That is the worst part.
You call your boyfriend and a girl answers the phone.
Ooh.
I'd be surprised that I have a boyfriend.
Kami not so much. We kind of expect.
Bakit kami kasama babae? Walang hiya ka.
Oh.
Talaga yun yung spiel.
Oo nga, no, wild din yun.
Grabe yun, di ba?
Or ang pinak... You know what, my... The most... The scariest scenario that I have ever is because I have such a huge thing about exes and whatever. Na parang like, I'll call my current girlfriend or whatever. Tapos biglang, alam ko yung boses ng ex niya. Tapos yung ex yung sumagot.
Yun.
Yun! Ayan ang, oh my God. Oh my God, papatay ako ng tao.
Tapos bilang nadinig mo, sabi ng boyfriend, babe, boyfriend mo yata.
Oh!
Tapos marinig mo, wait lang, magbibihis lang ako.
Oh! Tapos bilang, worst, sabi niya, oh sige, ito na yung bayad. It just got progressively worse.
Tapos sasabihin niya, oh, pakitawag na rin si Bograd, ready na ako.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Tapos biglang maririnig mo boses si Chico nandun sa likod.
Ay.
Ay.
Biglang nag-excited.
Ay. Ay. Parang fun. No, it's not fun.
All right, so there you go. The top 10 ways to break my heart. If you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag ways to break my heart.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Truly Citadel. The top 10 ways to break my heart. Let's see here. Butter Baby says, being next in line when the person right in front of you is the last person for the cutoff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Yung biglang,
oh, that's the worst.
Actually, kahit hindi cut off, yung parang biglang break for lunch.
Uh-oh.
Eh, ikaw na yung next.
Tapos maghintay ka pa one more hour.
Kasi they have to cut it somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. It, well, if it lands on you, that's diba? Heartbreaking.
Sorry, no,
it really sucks. And let's see here. Elliot Girl says, seeing how easy it is for you to forget.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yung parang, why does it seem so easy for you?
This
it,
goes back
such
to
such a struggle with me.
Remember earlier we were talking about how girls can make it look like they're having
the time of their
time of their lives. The reason why you're so affected by it is because parang you start to wonder na parang,
you're struggling.
How come I'm struggling and you're just completely happy?
I don't think they're happy. I think they're trying to
coping.
They're trying to
see. Well, yeah, coping. But when you see it kasi,
you believe the worst.
You believe the worst. That's and true. You really won't think that.
And also let's see here. From The Songbird Sings. When I said I love you, and you just answered, yeah.
Yeah.
Pero ang hirap din kasi what if you don't... What if you really don't love them
yeah,
back?
What do you say?
What is the proper
I'm sorry.
Response?
Kasi parang it's too painful naman if to say...
Can you say, I'm honored that you feel like that about me.
Yeah, that's the best na. But I really don't feel the same way about you.
Yeah.
Or at least not yet.
Wag na yun.
I heard someone say, under her breath, not yet. No!
Yeah.
Not yet? Does not yet happen?
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does. Yung mga mag-I love you kata silence lang muna. Tas eventually, because you keep saying it, one day, they'll say, I love you too. And then when that happens, you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, ano? Hindi ko narinig eh. Pakiulit ka. Pakiulit ka. Huwag mabubulong.
Hindi, guess, oh, sabaw guys. Depende sa girl. Kasi meron pa ring type of ligaw in the modern setting. And I guess that's it. Hmm. You kind of wait for her, I love you. You're not yet. I don't love you yet.
Sige, try natin. Chico.
Abilas. Oh. Ay nako, pagsasabihan na naman ako sa Twitter.
Malin.
I don't like gays. Hello, I work with these two.
Talaga. So, yeah.
Ano ba? I'm surrounded. Hello. How can I not love the gays?
Hello, because you're surrounded by two ridiculously manly men.
Oo nga.
Kayo na.
Sige, practice natin yung...
Game. Scenarios, please.
Ano bang gagawin?
Dapat ikaw kasi siya yung girl eh. I love you.
No, excuse me. I will never. Go ahead.
Patay. Parehong girl.
You say it first.
Okay,
kung may mangliligaw sa ating dalawa, in a theoretical sina, ikaw ang mangliligaw, hindi
ang
ako.
Ang kapal mo!
Bakit?
Ikaw ang manliligaw.
Ikaw talaga!
Aba! Talaga nag-away ko si Nia.
Ikaw talaga yung maliligaw.
This is the strangest conversation.
I work with G's.
Bakit?
Sino yung unang manliligaw?
Sa tingin mo, mangliligaw ako? No. Aba.
Girl, ka oh, you're the girl?
I'm the girl. I mean,
You're the girl. Oy.
Oh. And then Jing Dalagan says, ito, medyo heartbreaking kung totoo ah. Yung ako pa talaga ang magda-draft ng annulment papers mo dahil ako yung lawyer mo.
Ay.
Like an ex or somebody or yung crush mo or whoever. Basta like somebody had an emotional attachment to. Tapos ikaw pa yung mag-aayos ng annulment papers niya. At saka it's painful.
At least he annul na siya.
It's a window of opportunity.
Pero there's also that parang, know, sana tayo na lang. Kung di rin lang naman nag-work yung sa inyo.
Or hindi, baka naman kasal sila tapos siya yung lawyer nung girl.
Ay, sobra naman.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You can't annul yourself.
Oh, I know it. It's you compromise yourself.
Tsaka not everyone is into annulment. Into annulment. Kasi iba parang they'll try to work it out no matter what.
My Chico.
Why? Not everyone's into, kasi some people want
to work
it out.
Is it time for retirement? Is that what this is? You being so brave?
No! What's so brave about annulment? Talaga namang di lahat into annulment.
Are you?
Here we go. R.D. Monteverhan.
Just answer my question with the laughter.
R.D. Monteverhan.
Was I just ignored?
I think you were.
Monteverhan? Mountain Virgin? Mountain Virgin, right?
I think so.
Oh, Virgin Mountain.
Pwede rin kasing Virgin Mountain.
Monteverhan. Virgin Mountain. Baka untouched mountains. Untouched mountains.
Poor mountains.
No, there's a rule eh. Kasi I think wait, I'm trying to remember.
Una ang adjective.
Oo, mauna ang adjective eh.
Huh? Ay, hindi, una ang noun. Kunyari, mahablang ka.
Pwede naman natin sabihing mountain virgin or virgin mountain.
Hindi, kasi there are two different
kasi
things.
Kasi pag sinabi mong mountain virgin siya na tagabundok.
Oo, or virgin mountain, a mountain that has not been
untouched,
on what do you call that?
Unspoiled. Unexplored.
Logged.
So he's a person,
unlogged?
Right?
Huh? Hasn't been logged.
Yung alias niya, di ba?
Yeah. No, I think that's really his name.
Or kung yun yung real name niya, I'm guessing then he's a person who has not been to a mountain.
Virgin Mountain. Virgin Mountain. Kung nauna ang noun.
Montevirgen.
Virgen.
Listening to lies when I know the truth. Yung alam mo naman eh.
Alam mo na.
Pero nadidinig mo.
Hindi, pero kasi you're playing along din. Ako na rin, di mo alam.
Yun yung masakit. Kasi you're playing along. Kay Cubillo says, the one time na sinabihan mo ako na magpamiss ka naman.
Oh.
It means you're always there.
Go away. That's
Let me miss you. Give me a chance to miss you.
But sometimes it actually really works. The whole magpamiss ka. I mean, obviously, you don't really hear it from the other person naman because that's a little too cold and harsh.
Yeah, it is.
But it's an effective tool.
Hmm.
Wow.
Oh, that just hurts for me.
I think people who are married are doomed. Yeah.
No, yung mga nangliligaw pa lang. Kasi diba, there's such a thing as making yourself too available. Na you're always there. Every day nangliligaw ka. Parang ganun.
Nakakasawa.
Pamiss ka naman para alam nila yung feeling na parang, so this is what it's like when he's not around.
Hindi yung freedom.
He's not around.
Freedom.
But that's a risk you'll have to take. Because some people will,
they'll better find
that
out now. Mm. Diba? Madmat Mark says, yung antindi ng diet at exercise mo, tapos biglang nakita mo yung crush mo after losing so much weight. Tapos sasabihin ka niya na, parang tumaba ka.
Ay!
Oh.
I hate that.
Yung nag-lose ka na.
Oo. Tapos sasabihin ka pa niya mo pa sa kanya na, hindi, nag-lose
actually, nag-lose na ako niya. Tapos ang hirit na ka na, nag-lose ka na niyan?
Tapos tatawa.
And, Sentient Joy says, yung pinagpalit ko ang family ko for you, tapos pinagpalit mo ko sa matrona. Brindun says, nung tinanggihan mo, nung niyaya kitang magsayaw nung prom natin, sayaw lang naman.
Right.
It's not like I was asking for a date or that I was... It's just a dance.
How do you say
but
no?
But a dance is different. I mean, out of politeness, you can dance with someone. But remember, you're gonna get physically close. Like 3 minutes. At least 3 minutes worth of closeness. And you're gonna have to touch touch them. You're going to hold their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little too intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I reserve the right not to.
Not to? Oh. I guess it depends on where you're coming from.
Coming from it.
Because if you're the one asking for the dance, that's you worked up so much into asking, that's you get rejected and medyo in front of everyone. It really makes you cringe. But then, from the girl's point of view, parang, ba't ka nga naman sasayo kung ayaw mo?
Kung ayaw mo, tapos you're gonna get close.
I mean, both, you can understand both people's point of view, but they're both
your
painful.
Faces are so close to each other, you have to hold hands.
Hindi ba pwede yung parang high school dance na yung ang layo-layo ng mga kamay?
Or parang tango, kasi tango, medyo awan doon.
Unless it's a dance like in a club.
Or a friendly waltz. Meron namang friendly waltz eh.
Oh, yung parang wala lang, kahit a few steps lang, sumupo ka na.
Sample tayo. Tara.
Ay!
Tignan lang natin.
Ito na naman tayo eh. And the entry
kung
that
meron
caps
bang
off,
awkwardness na magaganap.
Feeling ko wala. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to break my heart comes from Avria Chocolat.
She says,
I texted, and you texted back. Text you later when I get home. I'm with my girlfriend, Tay.
Pero if you're...
What a jerk, though.
But it doesn't necessarily mean ano naman eh. Kasi parang...
Pwedeng hindi.
Pwedeng hindi jerk pwedeng yung hindi, guy eh. Kasi what if he just wants to spend time with a girl?
What if hindi naman niya alam na...
Na may gusto naman
na may
pala.
Gusto yung girl. Oh.
Tsaka hindi ka naman nilalam.
Like kunyari, office mate. Tapos may secret crush ka dun sa lalaki.
Oh.
Tapos nag-text ka, tapos parang sa kanya, office mate ka na parang, ay, wait lang ah.
Parang nakipagkuntuhan
lang. I'm still
lang
with my girlfriend pa eh. So I'll
text guess if
later.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Pero it hurts to the one who has a crush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Di ba parang, ouch, do you just have to remind me that you have a girlfriend?
Kasi di ba, kunwari, ayan, yeah, kunwari, office mates na, we are office mates. Mm-hmm. Tapos nagte-text, kunwari lang may hidden desire ka sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos magte-text ka sa akin. Eh, gusto ko makipag-spend ng quality time with my girlfriend. Just sabihin ko, parang nakipagkuntuhan ka.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, because you know, my attention is
somewhere else
mm-hmm. because I keep texting. I'll be like, oh, I'll text you later because mm-hmm. I'm still with my girlfriend. So it could be that. Eh.
It's not so bad. It's not necessarily bad.
Mm.
Mm.
But if he's too timing.
If he's too timing, then obviously that's...
And it's like the fact na sasabihin mong I'm still with my girlfriend, parang it's not something a two-timer would say. You just make up.
Oh, but you'd be surprised.
You'd make up an excuse na lang.
Some two-timers really let them let the kabits know na it's not a secret.
Then you wonder what kind of girl would allow that.
Mm. But I don't know.
Oh, mahirap. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to break my heart. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ways to break my heart.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 4.
And hey, pahapol, can we just say happy birthday to SG Rusher LG
Titular.
Happy
birthday.
That's coming from your SG Rusher family.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Can we just say hello to Raymond?
Oh, he's my God. hello.
So he just texted. He said, hi to the guys. I missed you when they shot with me. Sana you were there. It was fun.
It was fun.
You know, Raymond, if you just heard their cuento, because we met up in in Spirals that night. My gosh, tuwan-tuwa sila sa picture.
As in.
They are so happy. They have never felt more beautiful.
No, seriously.
Seriously?
I've never seen Chico as good looking.
Oh, tinan mo talaga.
No, I'm saying.
No, but even ikaw, di ba? Raymond, they're so happy.
You're a magician.
Thank you.
Okay. No, he's, you know, I always ask him, why don't, sabi niya parang, I should go visit you on the show. Sabi ko, why not?
Yeah.
You drop should come in here. Drop by one of these days.
I know.
Tapos yun ang epic pic talaga.
Eh, okay, Ray, madi sa akin.
Hindi, pero pag nag-epic pic tayo, ano lang eh. Yung sa computer lang. Sa laptop lang eh.
Tapos when he does something with the lights and whatever.
Diba?
Wow. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right, let's move on with the track now. Last one for the show. Something from the Goo Goo Dolls song called Before It's Too Late, but you can enjoy more of the 80s and 90s and the early 2000s today since it is a riot.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Truly Citadel for suggesting the Top 10 ways to break my heart. Thank you to everybody for always hashtagging. We're trending in the Philippines.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so here we go. The top 10 ways to break my heart. Crystal says, yung tatawagin mo siya, yung dating tawagan natin sa harap ko.
Yung medyo pet masakit name, yun.
Yung pet name. Kunyari, babe.
Lalo na if it's not a generic pet name.
Exactly.
Because babe, you'll understand pa or whatever. Pero pag yung mga tipong...
Be.
Yan, yung diba? Be. Pero be kasi is a... It's
becoming more and more common.
Siya, ha?
Before, hindi eh.
Oo.
Yeah.
True.
Rodel Soros says...
I'm trying to remember. I think I... Yeah. Never mind.
Sige. What?
Para naalala ko may... I think my first girlfriend. At a certain point in our relationship, I called her Be. Yeah.
Be din.
At a certain point in our relationship, yeah. Oo. Kaya yung nakuha ko yung mistake sa akin na may Be, akala ko talaga for me. Eh.
Nagulat ka.
Akala ko for me. Yun pala. Ayun, that's my entry na lang.
Inaasa ka lang.
Yung mag-miss text sa'yo. Ay!
Tapos yung pala, hindi para sa'yo. And from Rodel Soros, whenever a Filipino is insulted and abused in his own country by foreign nationals.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, but it's so frustrating. Not that it's any better if it happens abroad.
Abroad. But it's
in, your own
territory.
You would expect that they would have some shame.
Some respect.
Parang binasos sa loob ng bahay mo.
Yun.
Exactly.
Parang when I was in college, I think I was a freshman in UP. And in the National Library, I saw this white guy slapping a Filipina.
Ooh. What?
Yes, by the sidewalk. Alam mo, I could have sworn, you know, I wanted to get down and say, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
And in public, ha? Yeah. You're slapping her.
Wow. Okay, medyo intense yun. The Ramen Boy says, nung nag-out of town ka, tas pagbalik mo, pinamigay na ng mom mo yung pet cat mo.
Oh
my gosh! I would so freak out.
Why would they do that?
Like, freak out. Parang imagine mo, umuwi ka sa bahay, tas pinamigay na si Cooper. Parang ganun.
Huwag naman ganun.
Huwag
naman ganun.
No, I mean, like,
to
some people, their pets are like their children.
Same. That's the thing, di ba? Parang for some people, lalo na yung mga wala namang families,
kasama
their pets
naman
are like their own flesh and blood.
Ang nangyari dyan, siguro the pet cat was just a stray cat that, you know,
they didn't buy the cat.
They just wandered adopted into it the, and whatever.
Kahit na.
Hindi siya if somebody
so
else's
mean.
Pet.
Yeah.
You don't know how much they love them.
That's true.
So it shouldn't be, di ba? Grabe naman.
Grabe yun. And from Anna Marie, yung alam ng lahat na ikaw ang flirt ng bayan, lahat finlirt mo, except ako.
Aww.
That might mean something good though.
Why?
That could actually.
Pwede.
You are the only exception.
Yeah, kasi, for example, some girls and guys I know, they can be very cavalier and confident with people that they don't really like.
Yeah, but once it's a person that they actually like, they can't do anything
about it.
They can't do
anything about it.
Really?
No. Oo naman.
Kasi parang kahit pa paano man lang. I mean, kasi hindi naman like, we're not talking about like one night stand. Yung alam yung kahit pa paano mayroong
konti. Kasi siguro feeling niya, he or she would be found out na it's more than just flirting.
Just flirting. Pero kahit pa paano, yung some intention man lang, yung kahit pa paano yung nakikita-kita mong tumitingin-tingin sa'yo or alam mo yun, parang something.
Oh, masaya yung feeling na yun,
trace,
yung tumitingin-tingin sa'yo.
Yung nahuhuli mo na nakatingin sa'yo, tapos pag tumingin ka, iiwas siya ng tingin.
Tapos titignan mo rin.
Ay.
Tapos magkakatingin ang kayo.
Parang ang sarap nun.
Tapos magiging titigan na lang.
O kaya yung sa Facebook. And then...
dun pala,
ano mo?
What I would give to have Chico's like social networking passwords.
No.
I'll tell you.
No.
I'll tell you.
Diba? You have so much power.
Alam mo, kaya mo naman, Gino. You know how you see him do his dragon veil?
Actually, no.
Diba? Itong iPad. Madali lang.
Madali.
Four number password. And all you have to do is just be a little more alert when he picks up his iPad.
Pero hindi niya binibitawan kasi. Tsaka tingnan mo, talagang nakatabi lang sa kanya yan.
Kaya yan. Pag dito kasi tabi niya.
Ay, alam ko na, di ba may CCTV tayo dito?
Talagang grabe. In-access it. Tapos yung sinazoom in pa, no? Native mo talaga. And from, let's see here, from RC Catalan, when you told me that you're not ready for a relationship, so nag-break tayo, or hindi tayo natuloy, then a few months after, I get an invitation to your wedding.
Oh! Yay. Wedding pa, no?
Diba?
Hindi man lang normal relationship or whatever.
LS Dominique says, yung nakita mo na binabasura ng iba ang siyang pinapangarap mo.
Hey, that's from a Parokya ni Edgar song. Yeah.
Specialist Joe says, I surprised you with flowers, you surprised me with a guy.
Ouch.
Butter Baby says, filing your leave, then suddenly your boss revokes it the day before. Pwede ba yun?
Pag na-sign na, like in our office, if it's been signed, no more,
di ba? Jelly, Miss Rune says, when your console hands you that dreaded blue paper in front of everybody, and everyone knows that you just got denied.
No. Oh. I've never kasi applied it, so I don't know.
Yeah, the feeling. Midnight Cree says, accepting me for what I am, but not for what I'm not.
Yeah.
Jeff Spotted says, yung kapag nagkasakit ka, tapos I can't take care of you kasi ang layo-layo mo, breaks his heart.
Yeah.
That's actually sweet.
Right.
Yeah. And the top way to break my heart comes from Jelly Shoso.
He says,
when you cheated on me with one of my siblings, eh, ang problema, only girl ako sa pamilya.
Oh my gosh.
Only girl.
Okay,
di ba? Okay, so you cheated on her with her kuya. Ayos.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay, we have to go. And
head on out of here.
And we'll see you guys at
the monster movie premiere of Iron Man 3 later on.
7:30?
Robinson's Magnolia.
Magnolia.
Yes. There you go. See you all later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Quick fix coming up next. Alvin and the birthday girl.
Happy birthday to Jinri.
Yeah, she's coming up next. Bye-bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.